Tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion today on this Friday, December 20th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate Pastor Chatfield this lesson because I'm getting a ton of text messages and their questions basically from three people asking it a different way. In your opinion, where are the gun organizations? National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, Great Lakes Gun Rights. Where are these guys in not taking these gun laws to court? And like you said, could be remedied probably at our state court, the Michigan Supreme Court, without even having to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Why haven't they stepped up and done something about these gun laws?
For practical reasons. They're going to lose. That's why. I mean, I know you don't. Nobody wants to hear that.
No.
This has been so established. That's why I call this ancient history. How do we ever get back to the Constitution as written? I don't know. But so if, for instance, if we took this, first of all, we take this to the state Supreme Court, these which we, you and I believe are unconstitutional infringements on a right to keep and bear arms. We take it to the state court, and it's controlled by liberals anyway, and they're going to rule against us. Oh, we're going to fight. Fight
and
what?
So that would have to then go on and be challenged to the appellate courts in the federal level and then maybe potentially all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is very expensive.
Exactly. I get it. But that's the reason, because we're going to lose. You can't. What I'm saying now is that everybody understand or thinks they understand that the highest court in the land, United States Supreme Court, has the right to judge all matters, both national and state, everything. There's nothing outside this United States Supreme Court's jurisdiction. That's what most people believe.
But it is not true per our Constitution, per our Bill of Rights.
Yes, exactly. Per the way it was understood, as written, and was practiced for 100 years. But since 1947, nobody even questions this. Anybody that's a constitutional, I'm no expert. I'm a history guy. I'm a history teacher.
Right.
But everybody knows this. So no lawyer is going to take my argument and say, well, Pastor Chatfield just convinced me. I'm going to argue this on a state level. One, we got a very liberal state. But let's say we had a very conservative state. And the state of, at the Supreme Court level. And the state says, United States Supreme Court, you have no jurisdiction governing on this. The 1947 Everson case, which imposed a doctrine of incorporation, which meant that the Bill of Rights, it must be observed by the states, not by all the states, and not just by the national government. You're wrong. Well, then the Supreme Court would say, no, you're wrong, state government. And then the president, what would the president do? Maybe President Trump would have the guts to say no. I read the Constitution, too. I don't. The 1947 Everson case, which was two terrible things they did. The first one was they broadened this doctrine of incorporation that basically said that the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment and later the entire Bill of Rights applies to the states. Plus, they said, and they misunderstood the First Amendment, whether you're talking about federal government or state government. Anyway, again, let me read this to you. Here's what Hugo Black said. He said, quote, in the 1947 Everson versus education there in New Jersey, he said, no state in any amount, no tax in any amount, large or small, can be levied to support any religious activities or institutions, whatever they may be called or whatever form they may adopt to practice. You can't do that, he said. He said, the First Amendment, he said, and I'm continuing, the First Amendment has erected a wall between church and state. That wall must be kept high and impregnable. We could not approve the slightest breach. It's because of the First Amendment. Again, I get it all hyper on this. It's not in the First Amendment. But it became such a precedent now. So the average school kid, the average citizen, well, what's the First Amendment do? Well, it's separation of church and state. Well, it's not right in the Constitution. It's not written in the text of the First Amendment. Neither was it practiced historically.
Well, the point that we've always talked about, that term, again, January 1st, 1802, President Jefferson writing a letter to the Danbury Baptists when they were talking about a federal church, said, we wrote this Constitution, we're operating this federal government with a wall, if you will, a separation between church and state. It's not in our Declaration of Independence. It's not in our Constitution. It's not in our Bill of Rights. It's nowhere. It was in a stupid letter to some Baptist, Danbury Baptist, you know, January 1st, 1802. Where and how did they incorporate that phrase from that letter to imply that it's actually in our founding documents? When did that happen?
Well, this is right here, 1947. It was introduced. Now, it had been bantered around in the legal community, but right, this is the first decision. And by the way, what Jefferson was saying, I like, in the sense, he's saying, look, government can't come and infringe upon you. That's what Jefferson was saying. People mm-hmm. have taken, so they've taken a statement that was not in our Constitution, not in our Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And they applied it to the Constitution, and they misinterpreted the statement itself. I mean, they messed up so many different ways. But, as you know, sometimes bad history, bad law, if people go along with it long enough, it kind of gets a stronghold. Now, it is now impregnable. Let me just back up one more time. Even the whole notion of judicial review of the United States Supreme Court declaring a national law unconstitutional, that was a largely argued point, but that became secure as we came into the 20th century, that became pretty much accepted. But now, because of the doctrine of incorporation, now the United States Supreme Court can declare any state law unconstitutional, and the reading of the First Amendment is totally bogus. But they won. And now the gun owners of America, National Rifle Association, they're looking at the reality of this. They've got to argue, they're trying to protect people's gun rights, and they've got to, at the playing field as it is way against us. So they've got a strategy that is practical. That's what they're trying to do. I don't fault them. It's not their fault. And you got to make your argument based on the way it is now. And that's a lot of arguments in politics. Boy, that's just the way it is. So I call this ancient history. Nobody cares. But I'm teaching a history class here, so this is the way it was. How do we get back to the way it was, you ask?
Yes.
One step at a time. Let's first of all start strengthening state laws. Let's keep teaching people about the history and say, you know, that's a long, we're a long way down the road from that, 1947 and the 14th Amendment and Marbury versus Madison. We crossed that bridge a long time ago. But nevertheless, let's start moving back to, you know, hey, states' rights and a true federal form of government where power is divided between the state government and the national government. By the way, one more thing. This 10th Amendment. There were a number of states that when they ratified the United States Constitution, they said, if these Bill of Rights, if these are not ratified, we're pulling out. We're going to withdraw our ratification. We're not going to go along with this without a Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Now, they believe that a state could withdraw from the Union. Now, you and I have talked about this in Lincoln, and can a state leave the Union? And I'm saying no. But I'm telling you, the state conventions that ratified the Constitution thought they could. They thought right. they could. That's how important this 10th Amendment was. This was supposed to neuter the Necessary and Proper Clause. in Article 1 of the Constitution said, whoa. You can't give the Congress the willy-nilly power to do all things necessary and proper, because who's to determine what's necessary and proper? They wanted a 10th Amendment. We got it, and it worked for a long time, but bit by bit, the states' rights have been chipped away, and now we are where we are, and we got to fight now with the rules that we got. Hey, we got to go to the United States Supreme Court. It's the only court that's kind of friendly to us.
Well, and on that point, you're saying with the proper state representatives and state senators, and I would even go so far as to say governor and conservative rule of law Michigan Supreme Court justices, we could, if and when that day ever comes, we could start making these arguments and start giving these guys the ammunition, the fuel, to say to Washington, not in our state, per our 10th Amendment rights, we're telling you, no, we're not going to enforce or implement that law that you passed in Washington. We're going to stand up to you guys and fight you with the 10th Amendment.
That's exactly right. I hate to mention it like this because Lee doesn't like me, but when he was a freshman, he passed. He got it through the State House of Representatives, a resolution pretty close to exactly what I'm saying. State Senate would not go along. It never really went further than that. But, you know, hey, states, remember this, everybody. The states formed the national government. The national government didn't form the states. And that's an important concept, but it's a lost concept now. People think that the state are just some sort of bureaucratic section of the federal government. Not so. That's not the way it was. It's not historical. Not historical. It's not the way it is. But we just got to go one step at a time, re-educating people on this. And just remember the Everson case, the Everson versus Board of Education out of New Jersey, 1947. Terrible case. Terrible decision. Put us on the wrong direction in two different ways, but it is what it is. I'm just teaching you a history lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's good information that we cannot forget. And again, if and when the day ever comes, this is something that maybe we have to, you and I, get in our car and drive to Lansing together and meet with the governor and meet with the, you know, the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, and say, guys, you have to understand this history. You have to understand we have to stand up to Washington and stop this insanity in our state of Michigan.
Right. I agree.
Okay, sir. I'm going to hold you to it. We just got to make that day happen. Elect the right people is what you're saying. Final segment of this discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Yeah. Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this discussion with Pastor Chatfield. And, you know, I think the timing of it is happening 2026. And let me tell you why. Most midterm elections go against the president who just won this year's election. It's historical. It happens all the time. The pendulum is swinging constantly back and forth from right to left. With President Trump, J.D. Vance's, I'm going to call it, huge victory in the Electoral College. They even won the national popular vote, but that's a whole nother discussion. Plus, the historical timing of Michigan is due to elect a Republican governor. Every 8 years, Republican governor, Democrat governor, swinging back and forth. Well, after 8 years of Whitmer, we're due for a Republican governor. We're also, I think, going to flip the Senate. We're going to take back the Senate because of the coattails of the governor and J.D. Vance and Donald Trump's involvement coming to Michigan in our next election. This could be potentially the way we get strong enough Republicans elected in 2026 to push this education process on them. Would that be, am I somewhat thinking from a political strategy standpoint, is this basically, would you agree with this concept?
I hope you're right. That's all I can say. I hope you're right. I'm not sure you're right. Here's a downer, and I know you've talked about this. You know, President Trump won a decisive victory. I'll call it decisive. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
However, in Michigan, the two conservative men that we wanted to be on the state Supreme Court lost big time.
The reason they lost, I'm going to tell you exactly why. I've looked at the campaign finance reports. I've looked at what Pete Hoekstra did with $29 million. What former Governor Rick Snyder did with the HRCC money. They focused so heavily on the Republicans winning back the majority in the House, which they did. Thank God Matt Hall will be the Speaker on the first of the year, 58-52. But they also spent a lot of money for that U.S. Senate candidate who was flawed, Mike Rogers. And they did not focus and spend any money, hardly any money at all, on Fink and the other candidate for Supreme Court. That was a failure of leadership in squandering the money on excessive spending in the House for state rep and Mike Rogers' U.S. Senate campaign. They wasted that money on Rogers. They should have spent it on, was Finken, who was the other, Boonstra? Who
O'Grady.
Was
the, O'Grady.
O'Grady. O'Grady. See, I talked to him, and I couldn't even remember his name because they didn't spend any money on radio, TV, and mailers to get both of them across the finish line. When you don't spend money on a campaign, you lose. What part of that do they not get?
There's truth in what you're saying, but I'm just not quite as optimistic as you are. I hope you're right, though. I'm just giving.
You spend the money, you win.
Yeah, okay?
I'm going to just tell. I'm going to share it. Campaign finance reports are out there. We spent $30,000 for Vicky's county clerk race in the primary, and had to spend another $20,000 to beat Cheryl Guy's writing campaign. We spent $50,000 for a county clerk's race. And guess what? She got 62% of the vote in the November election. Cheryl Guy got 38%, who, by the way, Jocelyn Benson's super PAC spent $127,512 for Cheryl Guy's writing campaign.
I wonder
and
if we
spent
could make,
20.
I wonder if we could make the argument, Randy, and it might be true, the most important county clerk's race in the history of the United States. Maybe. I don't know. It was important.
I can tell you Michigan, because yes. Two things have already happened. Election Source, which is the vendor that handles the election management and the machine updates and management, Election Source has already contacted her. Not only does the salesman want to come and meet with Vicky, but he's bringing two bosses with him. What does that tell you? They are freaking out that Vicky is going to get in there and see exactly what happened in Cheryl Guy's machine in 2020, in 2022, and in 2024. And she is going to make demands on these guys as far as transparency and accountability, chain of custody. She's laying the law down. She's already spoken with Patrick Kobach. She already knows the list of things she's going to demand of these vendors. We're going to get to the bottom of it. And state of Michigan is freaking out over her being the county clerk.
Very good. Very good.
So we got to do it, sir. And yes. You are part of it, because I want to tell you something. Whether you want to admit this or not, you're politically educated enough and involved that I think there's enough pastors in this state that if you and I went around and talked to groups of pastors to get the churches engaged, I think we can make a huge difference in the midterm 2026 election of the next governor and the next Senate majority in Lansing, because of your contacts with the pastors, your experience, your knowledge, your history lessons, and things that you know. With us speaking to them about getting the vote out, I'm not talking about maybe them donating to candidates, but I'm talking about just getting out of the pulpits and voting in the midterm elections, which they did not do in 2022. We're going to keep talking about that. You and I've got an extra homework assignment.
Okay, Randy, God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Final hour of today's show. Little fired up. Thank you, Pastor Jeff Field. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000.